Chapter 2. In those days, Mattathiah, son of Yohanan, son of Simeon, a priest of the sons of Joiarib, left Jerusalem and settled in Modium. And he had five sons: Yohanan, who was called the Gadi; Simon, who was called the Thasi; Judah, who was called the Maccabee, which means hammer; Eleazar, who was called the Awaron; and Jonathan, who was called the Apphus. And he saw the reviling things which were being committed in Judah and in Jerusalem. And he said,
"Woe is me! Why was I born to see the ruin of my people and the ruin of the holy city, and to sit idle while it is given into the hands of enemies, and the holy place into the hands of foreigners?" Her inner sanctum has become like a man without glory. Her glorious ornaments have been carried off as spoils. Her infants have been murdered in her streets, her youths by the long sword of an enemy. What nation has not inherited her royal palaces and laid its hand on her possessions? All her ornamentation has been taken away. From being free, she's become a slave woman. And behold, our holy places and our beauty and our glory have been laid waste, and the nations have profaned them. Why are we still alive?
Then Mattathiah and his sons tore their garments and put on sackcloth and mourned bitterly. Then the king's officers, who were in charge of enforcing the defection, came to the city of Modium to make them sacrifice. And many from Israel joined them. But Mattathiah and his sons gathered together apart from them. Then the king's officers answered and spoke to Mattathiah,
"You are a chief and honorable and great in this city, supported by sons and brothers. Come now, be the first and obey the king's order, as all the nations and the men of Judah and those who are left in Jerusalem have done. Then you and your sons shall be numbered among the friends of the king, and shall be glorified with silver and gold and many gifts."
But Mattathiah answered and said in a loud voice,
"Even if all the nations in the king's kingdom obey him, so that each one forsakes the religion of his fathers and consents to his instructions, yet I and my sons and my brothers will walk in the covenant of our fathers. Far be it from us to forsake the law and the ordinances. We will not obey the accounts of the king by departing from our religion to the right hand or to the left."
And as he finished speaking these accounts, a Judean man came forward in the sight of everyone to sacrifice on the altar in Modium, according to the king's order. And Mattathiah saw him and burned with zeal, and his heart quivered, and his fury burst forth for judgment. And he ran forward and slaughtered him upon the altar. And at the same time, he killed the king's official, Apelles, who was forcing them to sacrifice. And he tore down the altar. And this was how he showed his zeal for the law, exactly as Phinehas had done with Zimri, son of Salu. Then Mattathiah cried out in the city with a loud voice, saying,
"Let everyone who is zealous for the law and who stands by the covenant follow after me!"
Then he and his sons fled into the mountains and left all their possessions behind in the city. So at that time, many who were seeking to live according to righteousness and justice went out into the desert to settle there. They and their sons and their women and their cattle, because the evils pressed so hard on them. And a message was carried back to the king's officers and to the soldiers who were in Jerusalem, the city of David, that certain men who had rejected the king's instruction had gone out to the hiding places in the desert. And many ran out after them, and having caught up with them, they camped opposite them and prepared for a war against them on the day of the Sabbaths. And they said to them,
"Enough of this! Now come out and obey the king's account, and you will live."
And they said,
"We will not come out, nor will we obey the king's account to profane the day of the Sabbaths."
Then the enemy hastened to war against them. But they did not retaliate, nor did they throw stones at them, nor block up their own hiding places. They said,
"Let us all die in innocence. The heaven and the earth are our witnesses that you destroy us unjustly."
So the officers and soldiers warred against them on the Sabbaths, and they died, along with their women and their children and their cattle, to the number of 1,000 souls. And when Mattathiah and his friends learned about this, they mourned deeply for them. And one man said to the other,
"If we all do as our brothers have done, and do not fight against the nations for our souls and our traditions, they will soon destroy us from the earth."
And on that day, they took counsel, saying,
"Let us fight against every man who wars against us on the day of the Sabbaths, so that we may not all die as our brothers died in the hiding places."
Then a group of mighty warriors from Israel gathered together with them. They were called Hasidians. When translated, this word means the Holy Ones. For all of them were devout followers of the law. And everyone who was fleeing from the evils joined them and supported them. And they organized a force and struck down sinners in their anger and lawless men in their fury. And the survivors fled to the foreign nations for safety. And Mattathiah and his friends went about and tore down the pagan altars. And they enforced circumcision for any uncircumcised boys whom they found within the borders of Israel. And they drove off the sons of arrogance, and the work prospered in their hands. And they rescued the law from the hands of the nations and of the kings, and did not let the sinner raise up his horn. And the time came for Mattathiah to die. And he said to his sons,
"Arrogance and scorn have now grown strong. It is a time of catastrophe and anger and fury. Therefore, my children, be zealous for the law and give your souls for the covenant of our fathers. And remember the deeds which our fathers did in their times, and you shall win great glory and a name which will last throughout the age. Was not Abraham found faithful in trial, and it was credited to him as righteousness? Joseph, in the time of difficulty, kept the instruction, and he became a lord of Egypt. Phinehas, our father, for his zealous zeal, received the covenant of priesthood, which shall last throughout the age. Yahshua, for fulfilling his account, became a judge in Israel. Caleb, for testifying before the assembly, received an inheritance in the land. David, for his piety, received as a heritage a kingdom which shall last throughout the age. Eliah, for his zealous zeal for the law, was taken up into the heaven. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, for putting their faith in God, were saved from the fire. Daniel, for his innocence, was delivered from the jaws of lions. And so, consider this, from generation to generation, that everyone who places their hope in him shall not lack strength. And do not fear the accounts of a sinful man, for his glory ends in dung and in worms. Today he is exalted, and tomorrow he is not to be found, because he has returned to the dust, and his schemes will perish. My children, be courageous and strong in keeping the law, in which you shall be glorified. And here is your brother Simeon, whom I know is a man wise in counsel. Listen to him always. He will be a father to you. And Judah the Maccabee, a mighty warrior from his youth, shall be the chief of your army, and fight a war against the peoples. And you shall gather about you all who observe the law, and you shall fully avenge your people. Pay back the nations the repayment they deserve, and observe the ordinances of the law.
Then he blessed them, and he was gathered to his fathers. And he died in the year 146, and was buried in the tombs of his fathers in Modium. And all Israel mourned him with a great lamentation.